The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg, and yes, the Las Vegas Raiders live. Beyond Gruden, no doubt. That and more here on show 579. Well, on today's show, we're going to have a post-game for that beating at Mile. You got to get high to watch a game there. Stadium. Now, interesting game. There's a lot of dynamics about it. I loved it in many, many ways. So awesome, especially for those fans who went there. I love it. Can't hope for a better outcome. We do a pregame for the Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles are going to Vegas. We're going to talk about that as well. I have a short little quip about this Gruden thing. I'm going to put that to bed because until there's something else, we're not going to know nothing else. But I do have something I've been thinking about. I got to put that out there. Then we'll hit the bone line because everybody's pretty happy. I'm loving that. And then it should wrap up the show, man. Great to be a Raider fan, I'm telling you right now, because the Bronco fans were flipping out. I love it. All right, John Gruden. I hope this is the last thing I have to say about this situation because it still is baffling to me. Baffles me that of all the people in the 650,000 emails, they picked him out and the Raiders out. And not only that, but they've had it since July and they didn't drop the bomb till we were five games into the season. Boom, there's the bomb. Now, don't tell me that that wasn't something that's planned. We're talking about the NFL and Roger Goodell, who runs the show. Can't defend Gruden, won't defend Gruden. But I'll tell you this, it's interesting how it came out. And you know, the double standard the NFL wants to throw out there. Just think about this for a second, because this is all I'm going to say. Now, they're upset about Gruden's treatment of women and gays and blacks and his insensitivity to race. Yet the NFL for this year's Super Bowl is going to have Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem as their entertainers for halftime. Tell me that's not a double standard. If it's just me, please call and tell me I'm insane. But it just doesn't make any sense if you're trying to cultivate a culture of, you know, of values and you use it against one guy and then promote it on your biggest game on the other hand. Just saying. And that's all I'll say about it. So let's go on to this football game because it was freaking awesome. Well, the debut of Rich Pisaccia, you know, and I have a hard time not saying pistachio. I'm sorry, but if I slip, it's because that's stuck in my head. I'm sorry. It's just me. I like this guy. I like Rich, and I think his coaching style for me reminds me of Tom Flores. Tom Flores was a soft-spoken coach. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and he was a straight shooter. And I think this guy coaches very much like Tom Flores. That's what I think his coaching style is. And let's hope that it's what we need in this season. It certainly was for this contest. 34-24, the final score. in Denver. There were so many podcasters for the Broncos on Raider Week that were giddy. They were excited to combat the dysfunctional, on one leg, wounded Raiders on such a celebrated day for their team. Pardon my laughter, but I have to.
My boys, what's up? And there's no better place to be than right here, right now. I mean, Broncos talk on a Thursday, which feels like a Friday, and Raiders week, guys. I'm so pumped for this game. And like you said, Ryan, there's no choice. The Broncos have to win this game. This week, we can talk about whether the Raiders will be more up for this game after John Gruden or just so discombobulated. But one thing that we can't talk about, because it's just the straight up truth, is the Broncos should be more prepared. They should be better coached in this game. They should be more ready for this game from a preparation standpoint. There's no question about it, because the Raiders lost 48, 72 hours in terms of their preparation from the coaching side and then what they can teach to the players. Broncos didn't lose any of that. So if they get out coached in this game, guys, in this game, the Broncos coaching staff just, I can't say that they're going to be more prepared in any other game than their opponent this year.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, if you get out coached by Rich Bisaccia, then you might as well try Tom McMahon as head coach next game. You know what I'm saying? We're going to find out now if we have any faith in these coaches to make some changes this week, as they do welcome in the Las Vegas Raiders in what all of us agree is a must-win game for this season, but also for this era of Broncos coaches in terms of Vic Fangio. I truly believe that. And I think they might have gotten really lucky with the way things are shaking out this week. This has very little to do with my confidence in the Broncos coaching staff, and everything to do with the fact that I think the Raiders are in disarray.
Ryan, the Broncos season could be over after this game. The Raiders season's already over. And so that's why I also like the Broncos here.
You think
they're going to turn it around with Rich Bisaccia?
Bisaccia. And
exactly,
if they win Sunday, it's not over. Even if they lose Sunday, they've got a couple of games coming up here against NFC East opponents that allow them to get back on their feet. And
like playing the Chicago Bears at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they could blow it. It's a chance, but you know what? I think they'll actually do better in the future games, because when everything broke about John Gruden, of course, it broke before the last game, and the Raiders looked like a team that wasn't particularly engaged or playing hard for its coach after learning some things about said coach. So there's the possibility here that it galvanizes them a little bit. It's a talented team that in no universe should have lost to the Chicago Bears last Sunday. So let's kind of make that clear here.
They also lost at home by 11.
They lost at home by 11. I think the reason they lost that game was because of all the John Gruden stuff.
Well, it only got worse.
Right. It got worse, but you also cut out the tumor at that point. He's gone. He's not there. Whereas he's coaching the team on Sunday, 2 days after the racist remarks about DeMaurice Smith emerged, and you couldn't blame guys for saying, well, F this guy, I'm not gonna play for him at this point. I mean, they probably had some very choice words among themselves about John Gruden and what he said. So I think that was a distraction. By getting rid of him, you've cut out the distraction.
You think they're gonna turn it around with Rich Bisaccia?
Four of the first five plays have been running plays. Where do they go on third and two? Carr looking to throw. Deep shot. Ruggs is down there. He's got it. Ruggs at the five, and he takes it in. What a statement opening drive by the Las Vegas Raiders.
If they get outcoached in this game, guys, in this game.
Carr back to the air, wide open. and it's Renfro into Denver territory.
There's no choice. The Broncos have to win this game.
Carr looking for Drake, and he got it. Drake inside the five, and he's in for a touchdown. What a pass from Carr.
I think the Raiders are in disarray.
Bridgewater in trouble, steps up, and he's taken down at the 40. Ball came out, and the Raiders are indicating they have it.
Ryan, the Broncos season could be over after this game. The Raiders season's already over.
I couldn't agree more.
Carr throws it up for Ruggs, and Ruggs with the catch. Oh, what a play.
If they get outcoached in this game, guys, in this game.
Please, please, please. Let me ride that donkey, donkey.
Looking for Edwards. One-handed catch. Down the sideline. Second and eight. Bridgewater in trouble, and down he goes. Dragged down by Damian Square.
There's no choice. The Broncos have to win this game. They're going to turn it around with Rich Bisacci?
Bisaccia. And
exactly.
When the Raiders go to Denver or any of the AFC West opponents and win, it is a great day. And I think great day mostly for the fans that go to the game. I mean, imagine being in the stands there in Denver, watching this happen in front of a crowd that's frothing, literally, for our demise. And the Raiders came out in the first quarter and absolutely dominated the Broncos. And the surprising thing was they dominated them on the defensive side of the ball hugely. Teddy, I need a bridge to get out of here, water. Was absolutely harassed by the play. The defensive line of the Raiders was on him like, oh, you know what? And he had nowhere to go. Meanwhile, the Raiders' offense against the vaunted and talked about often Broncos defense, and their defensive backs are the best, and they have Von Miller and this other character. I don't forget what his name was because he was a non-factor. The offensive line of the Las Vegas Raiders prevailed greatly, especially starting out early in the first quarter with their 10 points and then 7 more points in the second quarter. 14 in the third, 3 in the fourth, holding Denver to no points in the second quarter, a field goal, and then they got really, you know, they got to the end of the game and garbage points, 14 at the end, which really didn't count very much. Special teams was crazy. A 71-yard punt. Please. Really? Field position was great in this game. All phases of the Raider were just cranking. And I'm sorry to laugh again. Not really. But I got to tell you this, that Shannerat being inducted into the ring or circle of whatever they are calling it, circle of orange, I think that's what it is, because they gave away these orange jackets that reminded me of my orange jacket I wore while I was ambulance attendant in Long Beach, so that you wouldn't get hit by a car. They're that bright. It's so funny. I'm sorry. But I'm not. Listen, the Broncos were pushed all over the field and the fans were just disgusted, and by halftime they were leaving.
Welcome in to the DNVR Broncos Losers Lounge.
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
Bonk.
What an utter embarrassment. I think it's fair to say that was an embarrassment. As the headline says, Vic Fangio and his staff today got outcoached by a coachless team. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing. It's frustrating. You know, 70,000 strong plus just scratching their heads, rolling their eyes, and a whole lot more than that, and making their voices heard. And I think that today,
Vic Fangio especially is indefensible.
The wheels fell off, Ryan. The Broncos were outcoached. They were outplayed on offense, defense, special teams, and it came down to every single person. Because it feels like the Broncos season was just, the head was just taken off, ripped off, and destroyed. You've lost three straight. You just got embarrassed at home by the Las Vegas Raiders, who didn't have a coach 6 days ago. Their special teams coach is throwing snaps to their punter before the game. That's his job, Ryan. And he just came in here and outcoached you as a head coach, outcoached you as a special team guy, and then had his offensive coordinator outcoach this defensive guru in Vic Fangio, and then had his defensive coordinator, who has been up and down this year, just shut down your offense.
Yeah, and to make it worse, on the day that the winningest coach in Denver Broncos history is elected into the Ring of Fame, the Broncos put on a coaching, whatever the opposite of a clinic is. They got pushed around, and I wish I could sit here and say, hey, it's 3-3. I wish I could sit here and say I had a lot of hope that starting tomorrow, this Broncos team was going to get it back on track, and I wish I could say they're right in the thick of things. But this team is unmotivated.
Yeah.
They are not well coached. They're getting out schemed by no one. There's a bunch of money being paid to guys who certainly aren't earning it. And I don't have anything that I can point to and say, yeah, but this. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why moving forward they're going to get better or they're going to improve. I'm seeing a team that is thinking what we're all thinking, which is here they go again.
Yep.
And I think we're all right.
Yep.
Here we go again.
Yep. Beep, beep, beep. That's the season going in reverse and about to fall off the cliff backwards. And Ryan, on top of all of that, it seems like they're quitting. Now it didn't even take until the fourth quarter for this to happen. It happened at the start of the third quarter after the Broncos punt to start the third quarter. Raiders get the ball, drive down, get a touchdown. That's bad, right? 24-7, game is starting to pull away, but the game's not over at that point. Shouldn't be over. But they got an 18-yard touchdown run on that drive, untouched. They had two untouched touchdowns on the game, the Las Vegas Raiders did. And someone in the press box said, they quit on that run. And I said, well, you're right. And it's 11 minutes left in the third quarter. And so the offense is not doing their job. The defense also, though, is not doing their job either. And that's the most disappointing thing to me, is that this team, and they're quitting on the coaches. The coaches aren't preparing them. But then the Broncos and the players themselves are just making themselves look foolish out there.
Yeah, and I would say there were several plays out there today where dudes just got beasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Name brand players,
yep,
out there getting embarrassed.
Yep. $10 million players.
Yes. Ronald Darby, he's out there for the first time. He's right there. It's not like he got smoked. He ran stride for stride with Henry Ruggs down the field. And then just, like, whiffs the ball.
Yep. Yep, did it twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely whiffs the ball, and Henry Ruggs catches it. Oh, and I'll get to the challenge flag here in a second. Earlier in the game, Justin Simmons. I had such a great view of the game from the South Stands.
You already got the All-22.
Yes, I totally did. That ball leaves Derek Carr's hands, and I just said pick.
Yep, should have been.
And I couldn't believe that Justin Simmons,
yep,
didn't get over there and make that play.
Yep.
Late in the game, Broncos need a stop. They send a big blitz at Derek Carr. Just flips it off his back foot to Bryan Edwards, who one hand mosses Bryce Callahan while probably pushing off with the other one, but embarrassing because he falls to the ground as Bryan Edwards running the other way.
Yep.
I mean, one after another, they're just saying, our guys are better than your guys.
Yep.
The highest paid secondary in the NFL.
And that's the most disappointing thing to me, Ryan, is this secondary, because it's not just you have the highest paid corners, you have the highest paid safeties, you have the highest paid secondary, but you have Von Miller. You have good complimentary pieces to Von Miller, even with Bradley Chubb on the bench, and then to top it all off, you have Vic Fangio, this defensive guru, and
make
exactly.
Sure you use air quotes when
you do really,
that.
It really is now, and that's a big shame because we know as a head coach, Ryan, he has fallen behind, and it's been very evident these past couple of years that he's still learning to become a good head coach. But at least he should have had the defensive guru in his pocket, right? To say, look, hang on to me. I'm going to be able to get this thing right as a head coach. It's my first time. You knew that when hiring me, so stick with these growing pains. But the defense is going to be elite. There's been no elite defense outside of going up against rookie quarterbacks.
Yes.
And when you have talent on your defense, you should be able to crush rookie quarterbacks. And that's what the Broncos have done. And they haven't done anything outside of that.
And you should also be able to crush the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger. And you should at the very least be able to contain. I mean, we are asking you to contain Derek Carr. How are we even talking about that right now?
Contain Derek Carr when John Gruden is their play caller. He's their offense, and he's out 6 days before. And so you have a new signal caller. You have so much drama going on, and you still get absolutely destroyed. And, Ryan, this isn't the first time that Derek Carr has broke out of the containment from the Broncos. This is not the first time that he has destroyed Vic Fangio's defense. He has, I believe, a 300-yard game a couple games ago, 390-yard game last year, and then this year, 341 yards, and it's the opposite of how Teddy Bridgewater got his yards, because Teddy somehow ends up with 334 yards. You said that right before we started the show. It almost blew my mind open. Yeah. Like, what in the world? Three touchdowns, three picks. It was all about the threes for Teddy today. But Derek Carr did it by not playing from behind. No garbage time stuff for him.
21 passes?
No garbage stuff. 27 passes.
Unreal.
341 yards. Ryan, they had, I believe, 7 plays of 25 or more yards. I believe they ran, 50 plays, and I think 11 plays went for like 350 yards. Insane. This is a bend don't break defense, right?
And this
is a defense that snapped in half today.
And this also wasn't necessarily the Raiders out scheming the Broncos, where, you know, I'll give Vic Fangio a little bit of a break on this one. This is literally Derek Carr saying, I like my guys better than your guys.
Yep.
And he should be so wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And he was so right about that.
Yep. And he didn't even beat the only guy that you would look to and say, okay, your guy's better, is Darren Waller. And Darren Waller had two big catches. Oh, and they certainly didn't even need him. He had two big catches, actually only one big catch at the end of the first half. You had Henry Ruggs go off on you. You have Edwards go off on you. You had Kenyon Drake running the most beautiful wheel route he's ever seen, as Chris Harris Jr. would probably say. Hunter Renfro tearing. I mean, you just go down. Fullbacks catching passes on the Broncos.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Straight up just our guys are better than your guys. Punch you in the mouth.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And embarrass you. And to top it all off, Vic Fangio, to me, drove the nail right into his own coffin. He's out there throwing challenge flags based on what?
Based on desperation.
Exactly.
And that's what he said after that. He didn't use the D word, but that's what he said.
That's embarrassing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not worth it, because what if we do need that timeout later in the game?
Yeah, and Rich Bisacci got his challenge right?
You don't even know his name.
Yeah, it's like the Rich Biscotti, you know, the little cookies.
Oh,
that
those
eat.
Are rich.
Yeah. Well, those are rich. And he's rich right now, right? 1-0. He just made the Broncos coaches look silly because he challenged and he was right. 1-for-1. This just shows a total breakdown in this entire team, Ryan. And that is, it's extremely disappointing from where we were just a couple of weeks ago with the Broncos being 3-0. And the Broncos after the game said, we got 96 hours until kickoff against the Browns.
At halftime, they were leaving. And by the end of the third quarter, most of the fans of the Broncos were gone, which was an observation I took great glee in. But it was a game of pomp and circumstance at the half, where they celebrated their best players during the best time they had, and they got thumped by their hated rivals. And it was beautiful. We couldn't want a better game. I am so happy. Colorado Chris, if you're out there, you know, bro. But this was a great victory for the Raiders. Incredible. Derek Carr, amazing. 18 for 27, 341 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions. Now, Bridgewater, a bridge too far water, 35 of 49, 334, three touchdowns, which is formidable, man. But he had three picks as well. That's our defense standing up huge. And I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know where this Falcon guy came from, defensive back. I don't know where he came from. I haven't heard his name till this game, but he was a freak. Our team, I don't know, players came out of nowhere. Edwards with the one-handed catch, please give me a break. This is a great game for our offense and defense. Defense showed up, you know, and put the defensive battle between these two teams in the AFC West to rest. Put it to bed. Good night. Put the baby down. It's over. The Raiders defense far superior to this Broncos defense. We're going to see them again at home. We'll see then again. But I think the outcome should be fairly close to the same, I'm telling you. Ruggs, three catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Wow. Now, they put up some great numbers. Matter of fact, they had more time of possession. They had the ball for 34 minutes. We had it for 25. We just made better use of the time we had. We both had six penalties, about the same amount of yards, 54, 53 yards. Total yards, Raiders 426, Broncos 421. Very close in the numbers, but if you watch the game, it was a beating. It was a complete beating. The Raiders manhandled the hose. And it was a beautiful thing to see, especially after the turmoil of the week, all the drama, all the speculation. And here we are. Victorious at the end. We're 4-2. And let's just hope we can continue to this. And I think the key to our season now, this is a big boost, and we can hope this is what it is. Because this is now on the players. The rest of the season, the coaches are helping, but this is on our team. Our team played this game. The players made it work in this game. They played for Rich. And they played their ass off for him, and I think that's going to be the way it is for the rest of the season. But see, as a Raider fan, you know and I know that at any given time in our season, we can have these sloppy, floppy, droppy games out of nowhere. We didn't have them on the runs to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs. And I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to hold on to this is the little train that could. And I think we can. Great game, Raiders, on these Broncos. Great freaking victory. Good job, Rich. Passaccia. Because, man, big time win for us in our division. We're tied with first. Here we go, Raiders.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
All right, Sunday, October 24th at 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Philadelphia Eagles travel to Viva Las Vegas. Yeah, they're going to Vegas. And trust me, it's going to be a contest for us. Yeah, this is no pushover game. This is no pushover team. I'll just recap their season right now so you can get an idea and a picture of who they are. They beat down the Falcons big time. They lost to San Francisco 11-17. That's pretty close for a team that went to the playoffs just recently. Now, the Dallas Cowboys handed it to them because it was a division game and they had to win this game. That's a division. So this is a kind of a freak thing. They lost 41-21. They got beat down. But then Kansas City lost. They lost 42-30. They were putting up some points. And the Panthers, they won 21-18. Carolina's not a bad team. They lost 28-22 to the Buccaneers. Now, that's a pretty respectable score when you look at the Bucs compared to the Eagles. Crazy. So, let's look at this team. Now, the Eagles are coming in here as a team that's hot and cold. You know, we've had them before. We've dealt with this before, and here we go. Jalen Hurts, I've watched him play. He's a good quarterback when he's on, and he's bad when he's off, but he's learning. He's learning pretty quick, too. He's got great legs, and he can break open a crazy 30-yard run at any second. His passing is inconsistent. Our defense should be able to take advantage of the Eagles, but then again, if they're on, it's crazy. Miles Sanders as a running back is no joke, and Kenneth Gainwell is also a beast. Now, they got rid of Zach Ertz. They traded him. And so that was a big controversy lately. That's their big deal. They're dealing with that, the recall. He was such a big Eagle, okay? Now, their defense is ferocious as well. Now, I think we can make strides in the back end. I think we should be able to pass the ball. However, none of what I'm saying makes any freaking difference if the team's not ready to play. And I'm just going to go back to this last week. We beat the hoes, and boy, did we beat them. And I'm glad we did. We have to bring that same ferocity to this game, even more so because, as Raider Greg always says, not always, but this is a trap. This is a winnable game that we could lose control over very easily. Because if Hurts gets going and they get their running game going and then he gets a few passes and starts feeling it, you know, the Eagles could put up some pretty good points and they can keep you from scoring. Look what they did to Tom Brady. So they're a good team. They're not a bad team. They're looking for themselves. They're trying to find their identity. They just put Hurts in. They're certainly in the rebuilding phase. They're where we were maybe 2 years ago. So they're starting there. So they don't have all the pieces. They were going to have to pay Hurts a bunch of money at the end of the year. They weren't going to pay him because, like I said, they're rebuilding. Has nothing to do with this game. Not a thing. They are in disarray and all that other crap, but it doesn't make a difference unless the Raiders are ready to freaking play this game. Now, we should win this game. We should be favored to win this game, and we should come out. If I were king, if I were rich, I would say, let's slap it on these guys. Let's let the league find out that we're just not a popcorn fart. That we're just not a puff of smoke, a haze, only to be cleared up by, We know the Broncos were false gold. They were not who we thought they were, especially on defense. But that was then, and this is now, and this is the Eagles. We have to play our best game every game in order to get to where we want to be. I would love to see the playoffs, and gosh, would it be great to see Rich Passaccia taking us to a playoff. I would love it. It would be great. Now, let me just say one thing, because I'm going to flip back on the Broncos game for a quick second. The play calling in that game was obviously different than Gruden, way less conservative, and took a lot more chances, thank goodness. There were some changes in the offensive line dynamic. I noticed that there were some power rushes and they really paid off. We got the ball out quick, but we also got the ball on the ground. We were running like beasts. Kenyon Drake, give me a break. I didn't mean to say that, but it came out pretty funny. Josh Jacobs and the offensive line, I think they figured something out. I think they moved it now, and I think we're going to be okay, especially in this game. But we have got to continue to push it, man. We got to put our foot on their neck and kill them quickly. Get out to a good start. Score early. Make them have to throw the ball. Take the ball away. That's how you win football games. But there's many ways, and we can do many ways of winning. We can also slow the game down. Make their defense stay on the field all day. Dink and dunk and get our first down, first down, first down. Keep their defense on the field the whole first half. Gas them. And then finish them off in the third quarter. However you got to do it, Raiders, we got to get it done. We got to get this W. We got to keep moving forward. Every game is a win. The bye is coming up. Get some guys healed up and get Mullins back on the field. Get some people back on the field that we truly need. And Incognito might come back for this game or after the bye. We'll see. But we'll need him. And that could make a huge difference in our run game in the future. But this next game is a huge marker for us. We really have to win this game. We have to beat the Eagles and go into our bye week clean. And then clean things up. I got faith in Rich. So far, so good. I got faith in the team. I think they have faith in each other. We should beat these Eagles by at least a touchdown. I'd love to see 2-touchdown win. I would love it. I'd love to see some dominance here on defense and offense and special teams to let everyone know we're just not a popcorn fart or a flash in the pan or a puff of smoke, which they've called us all week last week. They were, you know, especially when we lost to the Bears, it was over. I go, you guys remember when we went to the Super Bowl? We won 4 straight, then we lost 4 games, then it was doom, gloom, and boom, boom. Raiders are done. And we went to the Super Bowl. So there you go. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. I'll tell you what's up. I love the Raider Nation, and I hope you love the Raider Nation podcast. Thank you for that, because that is all I have to say about that. Bad to the bone. 1-800-620-7181. 1-800-620-7181. Get on the bone line. Throw us a bone. What a season. What a time. You know what? You got to relieve some stress. Call the bone line. That's what we say here. That's why we have it. All right. Who we got on the bone line first? Oh, it's Raider Bray from L.A. Los Angeles, that's for sure. What's happening, my Raider brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Bray from L.A., and it's October 15th, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So I went to the Chargers game, and it's 2 years ago that I went to the London game. A buddy invited me over there to see the Raiders and Bears, and that's when I got the news that my old man had passed away. Since then, I've lost my mom and my brother, but I don't want to get into negative stuff here. There's enough negative stuff to go around. So, I was at the Chargers game, and, yeah, it was thunder and lightning bolts coming from the sky in L.A. and friggin' rain, which we haven't had in a year. And you guys just had to think that might be an omen for the Chargers. It might help them out a bit. And it did. I have to say that game was the first thing I thought that first series, Gruden, what the fuck are you doing running Josh into a wall 3 times in a row? And he did it again and again. And so I have to put that loss on Gruden. And then we had the news come out and the Chicago game and Gruden. WTF. I gotta say, I don't understand why out of 660,000 emails, they only came out about Gruden, but we all know that the NFL has had it out for the Raiders forever, and this is part of it. So, yeah, they looked like poop on against the Bears, and damn. So I think what we need here, shuffle that offensive line. I think Carr just needs to kind of take over, become the on-field coach and the head of this organization and get this team to forget about what happened or at least tuck it under their helmets and get to work and kick some butt. Because I think we got a good team. The defense is so much better. The offense is clicking. The only thing is that offensive line has gotten like a steel sieve. And I don't know. Anyway, this is Raider Bray calling from L.A., and I'm out of here.
Well, first, thanks for the call, my brother. And yes, as you see now, the Raiders took it all out on the hose. The Broncos looked like they were getting a beating every time I turn around and look. It was beautiful, as you know. And I think we have to move on because the play calling, at least for me in this game, was way different. The tempo was different. And it was a smarter play calling in my mind. It was not as egotistical. Let me just say that right now. Thanks for the call, bro. And our next caller is the 670 Raider. What do you have for us, my good Raider brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Check this out. This is 670 Raider. Okay? I'm going to say this right now. I think we should bring back Del Rio. I think we have something there. I know this whole debacle, this whole, oh my goodness, can't believe Gruden was like that. That's not my deal to judge him. I think we should bring back Del Rio.
Wow, that's a hell of a take, bro. And it's brave. I'm glad you threw it out there. But for me, personally, we got to move on and up. I don't want another coach that's been a coach, especially another coach here. It's been tried. It's been done. It's not been successful. Yeah. So, no, let's move on to a fresh mind, someone who's more in tune with today's player and today's football. We're moving towards a college kind of a game. It's crazy, but we can't go backwards. Got to move forwards. I like Del Rio, but I think we're good right now. And our next caller is the Baggy Raider from England. That is a trip. Thank you for calling, brother. It's always a pleasure. What do you got for the Raider Nation?
Hi, Dan the Baggy Raider from England again. Sunday morning here, so before the Broncos game. Just listening to the podcast and Gruden being fired. I mean, part of my liking from this distance, why I like the Raiders, is that the only colour that matters is the colour of your jersey you wear. That's silver and black. My football team over here is West Bromwich Albion. And again, I'm proud of that. They have a long history of the first three black players playing in England at the top flight. And it's all that. So Gruden had to go. You can't make statements like that. He had to go. But come on, it's dodgy as hell, isn't it? As everybody's saying, I mean, we only get the headlines over here. We don't get the details. That's why the podcast was such a good listen and why I've had to bring up before the game. In terms of the fans in the jersey, it's going to take 4 years before it settles down and before the novelty will go to Vegas. It's just worn off a bit and then we can get more Raiders fans in there. It will happen, though. The novelty, you know, there'll still be the odd team that comes with their big day out. But it's a novelty. And then Vegas, I mean, I can get to Vegas so much easier than I could have done before, going to Oakland. So I can set, there's more chance of me seeing the Raiders. There's like 10 times more likely I'm going to have to be able to come. The price of those tickets, man, they've got to sell them. Because Raiders fans can't afford to travel to Vegas every 8 games this season, can they? So they're going to have to sell them. But it will settle down. We will end up with more Raiders. And it's just probably going to take 4 to 5 seasons. Anyway, some of us got to go do some work on these Sunday mornings. Come on, you Raiders. I'm out of here.
I freaking love that take, man. Great one on all fronts, man. I'm telling you right now, from the coach all the way through, very well done. And, you know, I got to agree with you because, you know, when they were in Oakland, they had the PSL and I waited. I waited 5 years till they got rid of it. Then I jumped in with both feet and bought season tickets every year. But the PSL is huge. Vegas, it's expensive. I can't see a lot of people just going there. But you know what? It's the Raider Nation, dude. And it's football. I don't know if it's ever going to die down, but I just hope more Raider fans can get it together enough to go, because we need to fill the house. We just need to. And if it takes 5 years, that's so be it. But I'd love to see it happen sooner than that, brother. And you know what I mean. Home field advantage, baby. Thank you for the call again, my friend. And our next caller, Raider Chris from Scranton, PA. You know him. You love him. You got to. He's a great caller. What do you got for us, my good Raider brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Chris, Scranton, PA. Well, I guess Derek Carr got the message loud and clear from Mr. Charles Woodson. It's time to go to work. That's exactly what we did today. Offense, defense, players that we just signed showed up big time for us. Perryman doing his thing. Drake showing up. The offense clicking. I love the deep ball. Love the deep ball from our young receivers, from Carr. It's just gelling. And the way that this team reacted after all the nonsense this week and seeing how they're talking and interacting with the new interim head coach is amazing. And the guy is loving what he's doing. So it's off to Philly next week, and living in PA, I'm around scumbag Philly fans. So let's do it. Let's keep this motivation going, and let's just stay positive through everything. And expect big things to happen. This is our division to take. We just got to stay focused. Raider Nation, I'm out like that fat girl in dodgeball.
Thank you for the call again, brother. And listen, we look pretty good. We look pretty squared away. Even though the Broncos seem to be a popcorn fart, we expose them for really who they are. But we're going to see them again. They might come back and do some nasty stuff. I better shut up. But as far as I'm concerned, if we continue to play like this consistently and not have those conservative play calls, and the penalties, because there was only 6 this game, thank goodness, and not in the worst times, thank goodness. But, yeah, man, I see it being very good. And Carr's taking control. And, hey, like I said, Rich seems to me to be a real soft-spoken coach like Flores. Flores was not a screamer, not a dynamic, not a here-I-am guy. He was a here's our team guy. And I think that's this coach, too. We'll see. We'll see, because the Eagles fly into the desert and to their demise, I'm hoping. If it flies, it dies. And our next caller is the Cheesehead Raider. What is happening, my frigid brother from the Northeast?
except for that last touchdown drive, that prevent defense, and then to get the onside kick. Oh, and then all of a sudden we want to play some defense, and then we get the interception, old 24. Now, Raider Greg, I haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast for after the Bears game, and as all Raider fans know, we had quite the situation with Mr. John Gruden. I had called in right before they had announced that John Gruden was leaving the team. And the next day I get up and I hear more information. I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to debate this, that, hear what he said. What he said was wrong, disgusting, horrible. But I am going to say this. As a 51-year-old black man that was saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, in this cancel culture, I am thankful that the only thing about me that was canceled by Christ himself was my sin debt. And with that, Raider Greg, I am out.
Wow, that was very, that was heavy duty, bro. Very heavy. Thank you for sharing that with us. The Raiders played, you know, the defense, please. They were just working the Broncos. And the Broncos were the ones supposed to have the defense. That was the big deal the whole week, was how the defense of the Broncos, we're going to go after Carr, blah, blah, blah. And especially the Shanahan celebration, I thought that was very special. I hate the hose. But on another note, listen, man. Yeah, the counterculture, you know, that's a weird thing for me. I'm 64, dude. So I don't even understand a lot of the nuances of that. But I'm starting to understand it. But it still doesn't make any sense because, you know, I'm an old guy with old thoughts because, you know, things made sense at one point. This email thing should be opened up. Somebody's got to get some lawsuits to somebody. I think we'll see more. I think we'll see more. Gruden just got caught in the crosshairs, like I said. And why is not my... Somebody's going to figure it out sometime in the future. But certainly not us. And certainly not this week, I don't think. I'd hope, but no, I don't think so. Thank you for sharing that, though, brother. Honestly. Our next caller is the QC Raider. What do you have for us, bro? Out of North Carolina?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, and Raider Nation. This is the QC Raider out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I called last week, and one of my main talking points was being interested in how this team was going to respond with this Broncos game. And, man, that was the response I think we all need to see. Overall, a great game in all three phases of the game. The offense, that was, especially the very first drive, I think that was like the first time they scored a touchdown in like 12 games. So that was definitely well needed. I am loving that, to see Henry Ruggs, you know, just developing in front of us. You know, he may not be as polished as CeeDee Lamb or you know, the other receiver, I forget his name, the guy drafted by the Donkeys. Jerry Jeudy, that's right. Yeah, he may not be as polished as them right now, but I think he's going to grow to his own very, you know, with time. Kenyon Drake, you know, he's finally being utilized for who he is with those two touchdowns, you know, one passing and one running touchdown. And just overall, even Josh Jacobs looked like his normal self. And overall, just a really great game plan from the offense, Coach Olsen and Derek Carr calling a great game. And on the defensive side, man, that was nice. I mean, five sacks, you know, with Matt Nass getting three of them. And I feel like Teddy Two Gloves, you know, he was definitely seeing ghosts at the end of the game, especially with that last interception to Abrams. That was like, who the hell did he throw it to? But overall, just, you know, great game all around. And, you know, a lot of kudos is to be spread all over to many of the players and many of the coaches. But the main one has to go to, you know, Coach Bisaccia, a.k.a. the Don Bisaccia, for, you know, for rallying this team together for this win. And I'm hoping to see it. And with that being said, I'm hoping that we see the same effort, you know, next week against the Eagles and against the Giants and against the other teams going down the road. Because I believe that this team can still be good, even with all that's happened. They can make some noise in the playoffs. Well, hopefully. Well, maybe that's too early to tell. But, you know, let's just take it one game at a time, man. Anyways, I'm late for work, so I gotta go. So, you know, great Randy, Raider Nation. Thanks for listening, and see you guys later.
The Don. That's classic, man. I think that might get catchy. I think people might start calling him the Don Bisacci. But you won't have to kiss his ring, which is what's cool about him. He's a good dude. And so far, so good. And I think, too, our schedule looks very promising. The only question is the team and the coaches. We must stay focused on the goal at hand. That's one game at a time. And the next game is the Eagles. And they could be hot and cold. They're a very dangerous team for us. Not if we play like we can play. So appreciate that, bro. Love the call. And our next caller is from the East Coast, Raider Jim. He's in the house. What do you got for us, my brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Raider Jim out here on the East Coast. The Monday after our victory in Denver. And of course, Victory Monday is always good. So I'm celebrating with the rest of the Raider Nation today. I think the Raiders looked solid yesterday. They looked alive. They looked prepared. They looked happy to be playing football. And while I don't want to read too much into that as far as the departure of Gruden, you can't help but notice that. Hope that continues on. Hope that wasn't just an emotional high as the team came together, which we're hearing from different leaders on the team, that the team is actually coming together and even closer after what happened with Gruden. So hopefully that's not all it is. Hopefully it is the chains have been taken off of the offense, and they're playing a little looser now, now that the conservative play calling is out of the building, which I think we all know Gruden was famous for that. We'll see if Olsen continues to call the plays and to let Carr, you know, change the plays at the line of scrimmage or have the voice that he has, which, you know, all in one game, but it does seem as if Carr was a little looser yesterday, a little freer yesterday, and he seems like he plays much better. The whole team does when they're like that. So it was good to see. Not getting too excited. We're 4-2. I think we have a decent team. Let's see if we can sustain this. But before I end the call, Greg, man, I just got to give you some serious props for how you spoke about this whole Gruden debacle. Man, you just kept it. You just kept it real. And you just talked about it in reality instead of trying to say the perfect things that everybody says that one must say when something like this happens, or we feel like we have to like utter some or parrot some cultural narrative. You didn't do that, man. You just talked about it in reality. You talked about it in reality as it pertains to football. And, man, I appreciate that. And it's good to hear, because you can hear any number of talking heads on about football talking about this issue. And they still, even now, when you hear them mention it, they can't even talk. I wonder how long it's going to be before we can hear some national media talking about the Raiders without, you know, talking in this culturally approved language or whatever. It just gets so old. So, man, keep doing your thing. You talk about football. You talk about the Raiders. That's why we watch football. That's why we are interested in the Raiders. That's why we love the Raiders, because we love the game. And all the other stuff, man, just gets old. So good job. Keep it up, Greg. I appreciate you, man. I like the podcast. And, hey, Raider Nation, we're 4-2. So go Raiders. Just win, baby. God bless, brother. Talk to you next time.
Great call, man. I like this call a lot. I like it for many reasons. One reason is that, you know, we're not blind. I'm not blind. I'm not the only one who questions Gruden's play calling, who questioned, you know, the three run in the middle after he got stopped the first two times. I mean, no one, I don't know if anybody inside was questioning, but I know a lot of the fans were like, what are we doing? And it seems to me this whole offense has been opened up by the dawn. I love it. I do. Don Passaccia. Anyway, absolutely. And thank you for the props on the issue, bro. It was just right off the top of my head. That's how I think. That's how it was. That's what I think. Fishy is an understatement, but you know what? We must move on. Thank you for the call again, bro. And our next caller is The Prez. You know him. You got to love him. What's happening, my good man?
Good post-victory Monday morning, Raider Nation. This is The Prez calling you live and direct after a very glorious and a very victorious game against the Broncos. Salute to Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, as always, before I get ready to start. But here I go. I was very impressed, as well as everybody else in the Raider Nation, to see us airing it out. We haven't seen that in a long time. We've seen the running backs being utilized running the correct way between guards instead of dink and dunk. We just saw a lot of things that we probably just like, we haven't seen this for a long time. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because I need to see a couple of tough opponents. I need to see a few more games. And kudos to our interim coach that is riding the train to get us back on track, you know, to have some good substance. And, you know, we had the office going on. We don't need to bring that back on up. But it becomes apparently that maybe it's too early to say it. So I won't say, hey, Gruden was holding us back, because we did go 3-0. But I will say that, you know, the calling and the other stuff that was going on was very suspect and questionable. I'm very glad to see that Carr has his freedom and given pretty much the keys to do what he got to do to take care of business. You would think that if he was a smart coach, that's what you would do if you have a quarterback that is capable and has been in the league for 8 years. You let him just take care, and you just sit on the autopilot, man, and let your quarterback do work and you win games. But when he screws up, then that's when you make in. That's when you jump in and then you intervene or do what you got to do. But when you have a big ego, you do stuff like that. And again, we moved forward and we moved on. It's good to see you, the Raider Nation, in happiness and just sigh of relief. We needed this victory so much because, you know, we just felt the Raider Nation just like in the dirt, heads down, everybody's sad. But we're going to go ahead and look forward to this next game against the Eagles. We're back in Las Vegas. It is a good day. Rejoice, and let's just sit back and see what happens. Congratulations, Coach. Congratulations, Raiders, and for the Raider Nations, Raiders. So say the prayers.
I love the way you said it, man. You said it very nicely, but kind of said it on the sly about Gruden and his play calling. Don't even be on the sly. I don't think there's too much of us that think he called the great game. I don't know. And, you know, there's a lot of things we're going to find out later, but I don't care. Like you said, we're moving on, and we moved on with the dawn. Don Passaccia. I love it, man. I just love it. If we can keep playing like this, we can go places. We got a schedule now that should be favorable to us. We just got to beat the Eagles convincingly, so that we can start a roll. And I mean, other teams start to get afraid of you, and that's what you want. You want them playing on one foot, and that's the best way to go into the rest of the season. We got to play the Chiefs still twice, so we got a lot of work to do, but hey, man, I think you can do it. Thank you for the call again, brother. And then from the Midwest, my good brother, the Nebraska Raider. What is going on, happy fan?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Nebraska Raider calling in. What a heck of a win, man! That was pretty cool. That was more than I expected. That after all the the whole stuff with Gruden going down and stuff like that. But Bisaccia, I like him, and Derek Carr, Greg Olsen, all these guys stepping up. Nice to see Drake getting into the end zone a couple times. Nice to get that running game going a little bit, and I think one of the biggest things was going into Broncos country, Bronco country, and especially with the Shanahan rat being there and shoving that in his face. So that was a cherry on the top. But cut this short, just glad that we're 4-2. God bless this team. God bless you guys. God bless Raider Nation, man. And let's go out and enter that no-fly zone with the Eagles. And by the way, this defense is kicking ass. I mean, y'all saw it. You watched the game. This defense is kicking ass. And so whatever Gus Bradley's doing with that, he's making his money. So anyway, God bless. Raider Nation for life. Just win, baby. Raider Nation, I'm out.
Thanks for the call, bro. I know your last call, you were concerned about this thing, that it was going to affect the team, but I thought they were going to pull through. We had the players for it, and now we know we have the heart for it. So, like the Prez said, we'll see the next couple games, see what happens, see if we still keep it going. But it looks good so far, and I'll take it. I will take it for show, especially against the Broncos, especially in their championship bright neon orange jacket given away ceremony. I love it. Last but far from least, we have Raider Rich from down in Florida. Check this guy out. I want you to listen very closely.
Hey, Raider Greg, this is Raider Rich down in Florida, man. Just want to thank you for the great work you do. Enjoyed your podcast for a long time. First time calling, though. You took my email earlier this week, and I appreciate that, and told me to give a call on the bone line, and I want to do that. I got a Raiders take, but I also want to promote my my YouTube channel, Rody with Rich. I'm a cancer survivor, and I decided to go in this direction and show my life and stuff. It's a Florida vlog, so if anyone interested, Rody with Rich. If you like Florida, interest in Florida, come check out my YouTube channel, Rody with Rich. My take is, man, Raiders are dysfunctional, always been dysfunctional, but sometimes we always prosper under these circumstances. So hopefully the troops can rally together and get this done. Longtime Raiders fan, almost 40 years now, and it's been rough. A lot of downs, few ups, but I'm never going to let them go. Raiders for life, and thanks again, Greg. You rock, brother.
Great call. Great call to end on, by the way, too. Speaking about the Raiders and how we play and how up and down and in and out and the games that we've played that have been epic games throughout the NFL, we've made history in the league just because of how we've played. Don't ask me why, but this team plays games that are just heart-pounding. That's just how we play. Every time we've gone to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, we've played games that are just like, please. Now, we had a couple of seasons there that were really good. But, even with Rich Gannon in 2002, the four losses, you're like, oh, my gosh. Right? How are we going to pull this out? And lo and behold, we go to the Super Bowl. So, yes, this team has always been that way. I've been a fan a long time. I understand that. We just got to keep looking on the forward because it's time for us to get a Super Bowl. I'm telling you, man, this team deserves it. And the fan base certainly does, especially since we have our new digs in Vegas. I'm going to tell you, man, that attracts players. First, thank you for the call, brother. I really appreciate it. Check out his blog. If you're going to Florida, man, you better get the inside on the inside. Check it out. I'm telling you. So on this show, we spilled out a few things. We talked about a few things. And I want to bring up another thing. Man, the one thing that's consistent here are the fans. We live, we die, we ride with the Raiders. And it's a good thing to see that the fans pretty much hung together here, even though it was a contentious issue. I think we're all kind of moving on, which we should be. And that's about that, man, I'm telling you. So let's go ground some Eagles. Let's get it done at home. Let's make this a home game. Let's make this a home crowd. Come on, Raider Nation. I want to hear the Raider Nation, not the Eagle Nation, roaring it up there in the Death Star. You listen to me now. You got season tickets, you better make sure you sell them to a Raider fan. I'm telling you. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.